What happens when artificial intelligence is used to create videos that could influence political narratives? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Wednesday, February 26, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the realm of AI and political communication. Let's get into it. In a move that's ignited both curiosity and controversy, former United States President Donald Trump shared an artificial intelligence-generated video of Gaza on his platform, Truth Social. This video has stirred quite the debate online, as it raises questions about the role AI might play in shaping political narratives. The video, crafted by AI technology, was designed to mimic real footage, blurring the lines between reality and fabrication. Imagine scrolling through your social media feed and stumbling upon a video that looks like a genuine news clip, only to discover it was entirely generated by AI. This is the kind of scenario that media professionals and political analysts are increasingly preparing for. As AI-generated content becomes more sophisticated, the challenge of distinguishing fact from fiction grows ever more critical. The implications of this development are profound. It's not just about a single video, but about the potential for AI to be used as a tool for political influence, whether intentionally or unintentionally. This isn't just a tech upgrade. It's a direct challenge to how media is created and distributed. Hollywood, newsrooms, and streaming giants are all racing to figure out how to regulate AI-generated content before it reshapes their industries. As Mariana Spring from BBC Verify has been analyzing, Trump's team appears to be leveraging these AI tools as part of their broader online strategy. Her insights reveal a calculated approach to using AI-generated media to sway public opinion, highlighting the evolving tactics in digital political campaigns. "We can't tell what's AI-generated anymore," an executive at a major news outlet admitted, underscoring the urgency of addressing this issue. In the past year alone, AI-generated videos and articles have surged by 400%, forcing media platforms to rethink how they surface and verify content. This trend is not just a passing phase, but a significant shift in the media landscape. As AI continues to evolve, the battle for truth in the digital age intensifies. AI-generated explicit images falsely depicting public figures, including Taylor Swift, have spread across social media, raising concerns over digital exploitation and privacy violations. Artificial intelligence is no longer just a futuristic concept. It's a dynamic force that shapes our daily lives, from what we learn to how we engage with information online. In a world where AI influences what we read, watch, and believe, critical thinking isn't just important, it's essential. Consider this. Every minute, ChatGPT is prompted nearly 7,000 times, and at least one deepfake is created. These numbers, reported by cloud-native data specialist Domo, reveal the staggering scale of AI activity. It's a clear indication of AI's profound influence, from simple tasks to complex manipulations. Around the globe, the rapid spread of deepfakes has sparked outrage and highlighted the urgent need for stricter regulations against non-consensual synthetic media. AI-generated images falsely depicting figures like Pope Francis, Taylor Swift, and Malaysian professional cosplayer Eliana Sparks have proliferated on social media, raising alarms about digital exploitation and privacy breaches. In Malaysia, the Deputy Communications Minister disclosed that the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission removed over 1,200 AI-generated explicit content posts last year. While alarming, this trend isn't new. It underscores the ongoing challenge of regulating AI-driven digital abuse. Deepfakes can target anyone. Scammers have exploited the image of local entrepreneur Khairul Aming to falsely advertise a cooking walk. Prominent figures like Datuk Seri Siti Nurhaliza and Datuk Lee Chong Wei have been caught in deepfake investment scams, showcasing the increasing threat of AI-driven deception. These cases highlight the urgent need for stronger public education, stricter regulations, and greater accountability from platform service providers. The education system must equip the public with the ability to critically analyze AI outputs, understand algorithmic bias, and develop skills to navigate AI systems. Research by Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology University researchers, Professor Nicola Henry and Alice Witt, points out gaps in public understanding of deepfakes and how to detect them. As AI-generated media becomes more sophisticated, media and information literacy, along with AI literacy, becomes crucial, especially in distinguishing between consensual and non-consensual digital content and addressing deepfake abuse. There isn't a magic bullet to counter this. The rise of deepfake abuse underscores the urgent need for enhanced public education. Policymakers should focus on developing these initiatives from the ground up. Regulators, the public education system, and tech providers must collaborate to strengthen educational efforts, empowering people with the skills to identify, question, and mitigate AI-driven manipulation risks. Equipping citizens with media and information literacy isn't about dictating what people should think. It's about empowering them with the tools to critically evaluate sources, content, and the impact of information in the AI age. It means asking tough questions like, where did this content come from, and why was it created? Developing critical thinking skills means being able to question AI-generated content, algorithmic decisions, and the motives behind AI-powered systems. Last year, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization emphasized the need to equip individuals with media and information literacy competencies when dealing with AI-generated content. These competencies foster responsible usage by helping users distinguish between authentic and AI-generated media, identify misinformation, and assess the ethical implications of synthetic media. UNESCO's policy brief on integrating media and information literacy into AI literacy frameworks outlines essential competencies across four key categories: knowledge, skills, attitudes, and values. AI's advancement should lead to human progress, not displacement or harm. As AI evolves, so must our skills, knowledge, and societal structures to ensure meaningful coexistence. The future of AI isn't solely in developers' hands, but in collective human agency through ethical oversight, collaboration, and empowerment. Equipping citizens with media and information literacy is crucial. It enables them to engage critically and responsibly in societal affairs while shaping AI's trajectory for the common good. The principle that everyone should receive fair remuneration for their creative work is at the heart of a new response from United Kingdom Members of Parliament to the government's consultation on artificial intelligence and copyright. Two cross-party committees in the UK House of Commons have made their voices heard, pushing back against proposals they believe could undermine artists' rights. The Culture, Media, and Sport Committee and the Science, Innovation, and Technology Committee have issued a joint response following a session with representatives from AI startups and the creative industries. Their message to the government? Transparency is key. They're calling for practical measures to clarify what data is used to train AI models, and they're not in favor of a copyright exception for text and data mining without a solid, accessible technical solution. Dame Caroline Dinenage, chair of the Culture, Media and Sport Committee, likened the government's opt-out proposal to allowing burglars into your home unless you explicitly tell them not to steal. It's a vivid analogy that underscores the creative industry's concern about AI models using their work without permission. The committees argue that the government shouldn't move forward without robust mechanisms for compliance, enforcement, and redress. Chion Wura, chair of the Science, Innovation, and Technology Committee, emphasized the UK's unique position as a leader in both creative and AI sectors. She stressed the need for a balanced relationship between AI developers and rights holders, one that serves the public good. The committees are confident that technology can deliver a solution, but it must be one that's easy to use for all parties involved. The stakes are high. The UK's cultural and economic future could hinge on how these issues are resolved. the committees are urging the government to ensure that any changes are practical and sustainable, addressing the concerns of both the creative and AI communities. This latest development adds another layer to the ongoing dialogue about AI's role in our creative landscapes. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The UK Parliament's response to AI and copyright consultation underscores the urgent need to balance innovation with artists' rights. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.